Hi, this is Joanne Chambers. I'm going to go over some of the comments and questions that we've been receiving regarding the DNA Activation Level 2 work. I guess I would say that the overall common thought that people are having that I've talked to is just a very big elation that it's time for the Level 2 work to come through. A lot of the people that I've been talking to have been working with the soundscapes for many years, some of them as far back as 2000 when we first released them. So they feel way overdue to be ready for the level twos to come through and to be a part of that. Most of them that have had that long a duration with the CDs don't really have many questions or things to ask before they sign up because they've worked with them for so long and they're very familiar with what it's all about. And I think that's pretty true for most people who are really ready for this. There's something that we all know within ourselves without a lot of words and having to read a lot of information. And I realize we're putting out information, but I think this is going to be just something of a document so that people who come to this place in the future will have that information there for them. So maybe they're not ready at the time, but they can read it and know what's coming next, because we continually have people just starting with the level ones, or even before that, just beginning with the healing CD or something along those lines. So if we think about the work starting back in, for us, in 1989, and we've been working with the specific DNA soundscape since 93, two of them came through in that year, and two came through in 96. So we all know that the CDs can really work, have a lot of juice in them for a very long time. So there's still going to be plenty of people that can still work with the level one and get to a place where they're really ready for the level two. And there's really a lot to be ready for that maybe goes a little bit beyond the words that we're putting down. It's just some sort of a deep knowing within that your life is in a place where you know that you can accelerate, and you know that you're here specifically to do your spiritual path. And that spiritual path involves not only your spiritual work to be a primary part of your life, but also your vocation work, the work that you do out in the third dimensional world that draws income. And we also know that this involves our family lives and who we're in relationship with and what entanglements may be involved in our family realms, from parents to children to cousins and aunts and uncles, and however large your family might be. There's still a lot of healing that's taking place on those levels, and some of you are very involved in that, and there's a lot of work in that. And so stepping into the level two would be too much for you to take on at this point if you're still working on those particular things. I think it's really important to be realistic and really examine your life carefully. We do get a lot of people who think they're on an acceleration path and think that they're ready for all of this, and yet if you were to examine their life and see what the reality is that they're manifesting in their life, it's clear that they're not really ready for this sort of work. So we're really asking you to be clear, and we're not going to be policing this. We're not going to be, you know, giving you a questionnaire to analyze your life. We're trusting that you know, that you're wise enough to know if this is time. And we all also know that if it's not, certainly circumstances will show up in your life to draw you away from doing this at this time. And vice versa. If you are ready, everything will line up for you that will put you in the right place so that you can step into this work very easily. That's a very key point, that this should be easy for everyone, no matter where you are, what you're doing, to step into this level two work. It should be done with ease and flow. And if there's any struggle or any conflict going on in relation to starting this, then you need to just be patient and wait. There's no deadline, there's no time frame that you can start this program. You can begin next year if you want. You can begin 2 months from now, or 5 months, or 6 months. Those of you who are maybe don't have the finances to start right now. Start in a, you know, start a fund for yourself and start putting money away so that when everything lines up, including your finances, that you can start the program knowing that you're fully in alignment and fully ready to step into this in a way that contributes to the rest of us that are in this group, as well as the collective whole that's supporting us on all the different dimensional levels that are ready for this work to come through. We had to go through some adjustments as well in our lives, which we're assuming that everyone else has. Again, most of the people I've talked to have expressed some of this as well, that, you know, they might have had an immediate yes, but then as they got to thinking about it and starting to see where they were in their lives, they realized there were some things they needed to clean up, per se, in various areas of their lives to really be ready. So these are just things that you need to look at in your life too. All aspects of it have to be examined. And we want you to do that with, you know, sincerity in really looking at your life and your path and where you are. If you're in tumultuous relationships or situations in your home life that are not resolving or that are not clear for you to be able to dedicate your time and attention to your spiritual journey, you just need to put it off until the time when everything is right. We've had a couple of people bring up little bits of concerns about the whole group thing, and we ourselves have been, you know, hesitant to form any kind of a group per se. It starts to lean towards words such as cults or you know, rules to follow and this and that. And I think those of you who have really been following our work for these years realize that we are not trying to form that we are really about expansiveness, being eclectic, accepting all forms and facets of the source, and allowing all of that in the expression. And that's really one of the things we want all of you to bring to the level two. The level one was done in the same way. When people would come to us for sessions, they came to us with all of their different belief systems and religions and structures and philosophies and concepts about the nature of reality and existence. And so we want to embrace all of that and envelop all of that and continue to encourage each of you to find your own expression of the divine within you and then bring that to the project energetically. In one sense, we want to think about this as a perhaps a focused group, but we're not asking for any specific beliefs within the group, except for the fact that we want you to assist in grounding these higher frequencies. And those of you who are prepared to be part of the grounding crew will already know that within you, that you're here to do part of that. One of the past lives that Gary and I have uncovered a long time ago about our work was a time when we were in a Shambhala temple on another planetary system. And I saw this vision originally, and there were six people in the center ring. If you can envision a temple, a very powerful spiritual temple that was built. And in the center of this temple, on one of the upper floors, was a transmission room, for lack of a better term at this point. And these six people sat in the center of this ring, and they were deep, deep meditators and very adept at what they were doing. And Gary was in that center ring. And in those times, he didn't necessarily play music, but he brought sound and music through in frequency, in the vibration. This is part of his training that he has gone through in many of his lives. And on the second ring behind him, there would be another group of us that would come in and sit behind them, so to speak, and sort of soak up the vibe in a sense. And I would sit behind Gary in that lifetime. And Gary and I were very connected and close at that time on many different levels, energetically, vibrationally. And from there, I would then go out into the community, what would be called an ashram, and share the teachings that were received in a tangible way, from healing sessions to verbal counseling and philosophy teaching and that sort of thing. This is very much like that, in the same way that Gary is going to be the main channel that's going to be receiving these frequencies. And for me, I support him in many ways to bring that through. And what we're asking for is for all of you to be in that ring too, so that we can all help him bring this through. It's a tremendous amount of energy sometimes, and I'm sure those of you that do channel, which I'm sure all of you, you do channel at some form of energy at this point, you're familiar with downloads and transmissions, and what you do with them can be all different things, from healing sessions with your clients to writing to art to poetry, all of that information. So this is sort of the same process, and we're just asking for you to be anchors of those downloads that come through, and we'll be receiving them all month long, in dreams, in meditations, and all of you will be too, as you make the commitment and as you step up and sign up for the program and become part of it. You're going to be receiving these transmissions too, and so we want to establish some communication with the information that you're receiving as well as what we're receiving. So again, when you sit on that outside ring to anchor in this energy, these new frequencies that are going to be coming into your lives, as you know, can be initially disruptive. They can be glorious and divine, as well as they can be deepening and transformative in your life. And so again, hence why we say that you need to have your life in such a way, set up in such a way that this will be okay and easy for you to integrate into your world. I'm sort of going through some of the questions that have been asked and trying to touch upon them in some of what I'm saying here, but I'll go ahead and read some of the specific questions so it makes sense. When you say the music is only for us, do you mean to play it, not to play it where anyone else may hear it? I think we're just going to let you use your judgment on this. This is a personal path. This is a personal project that you're involved with as you basically register for the program. So it's a personal mystery school with the music, and other people can hear it perhaps in your environment, but because they're not aware of it or paying attention to it, they're not necessarily going to have obviously the same effects that you will. So we don't really see any harm in that. And my sense is that you just want to be aware of them and notice how it may affect them if these accelerating frequencies hit their life in such a way that it affects them, you know, in a negative way, then you need to be there to support that and be with them. If you're with a partner, perhaps, that is not listening and does not want to participate, then you just need to decide how to set your listening time up so that it doesn't intrude on their space. We also know that there's a lot of healers in the group that are working one-on-one in private practice with people. And again, we'd say the same thing. You can use it if you feel that a particular client might benefit from it, but just be sensitive to that. And we are going to ask that you do not copy the CD and give it to anybody, or that you don't make MP3s out of them, because the MP3s definitely will compress the frequencies. And don't put it online, you know, don't share it on any peer-to-peer groups. The next question was about whether having a specific physical illness would preclude anyone from participating with the work. And again, that would just be really up to you. I think that everybody is still healing aspects of their physical forms. That's really where we are. And in this level two work, we all plan to transcend that, and we all have the beginnings of that and the keys to that, and some of us have been through this and on the other side of it as well. So I think a lot of transformation has already taken place through the level one soundscapes, and if you're still working with some things in the level two, then yes, I think the level two will help you greatly to get through that. The next question was about people finding their spiritual family and wondering if their other members have incarnated and are here waiting on this journey. Yes, I believe that the level two will bring these things even closer, and my guess would be that people in the level two would also be part of a spiritual family that had previously agreed to be part of this work in whatever incarnation you may have been in when you agreed to do that. I feel like, in a sense, that either we're coming together because we've been together previously, or this is the first time and that's fine too, and we become a spiritual family as a result of this. And that's why I feel like those of you out there should connect with each other, because you will have something in common that is so much more than a third dimensional group connection. The interesting thing that we have found over the years is that when people meet each other who have been working with the music previously, all automatically have some kind of resonant connection, which obviously makes sense. So I think that we may be forming a new spiritual family, or some of us may be coming together again. And so, again, the reason to reach out as a group would be beneficial in that sense. The question also expanded to the fact that that would help each other stay on the spiritual path. And I totally agree that that would be true, that if somehow you could form a group or several of you could come together that felt resonance to support one another on your path, because many of you out there are in the beginning stages of putting your mission work together. You've kind of aligned yourself with your life path and purpose, and you're walking your spiritual journey, but you're not quite clear yet on your bigger mission work. And so we see many of you perhaps coming together to do projects together. We also have projects ourselves, and we'll be looking to connect with those of you with various talents and skills that may be part of the projects we're putting together. So we definitely see that this group could bring through a lot of different types of projects that would support the planet through this whole evolutionary process that we're going through. Grounding the fifth world templates into the third dimensional realm is the work that we're here to do. And we're the architects. And as we're building these thought forms and these concepts and these ideas in our higher dimensional work, we're literally grounding them here onto the third dimensional plane. And no matter what you're involved in your life, there's aspects of that, whatever your, say, your previous life was or your corporate world life, all of that has importance to what you're here to do. So if you were a teacher and you're not teaching anymore, you're doing healing work, that teaching work was still important for you to learn so that you could integrate the two in some way. I feel that we need to look into all the areas on the planet now that need help, and they're all of them, from the education system to all the corporate structures and business. The way people are doing business is changing. New principles, ethics have to come back into play. The government system, our political system, is completely being shifted and changed, and we need new energy in there and new blood in there to assist in that transformation. The financial system, as we know, is in a state of complete change, and all of that has to shift to a new level into fifth world principles. We feel very strongly about that work, and we've learned a lot about the whole abundance thing through the course of the last 20 years of doing the work we do. The earth is definitely in need of assistance in taking care of her, so a lot of the green things that are coming up, from building to eliminating this oil issue and taking care of the planet in many ways, that there's so much work to be done. There's so many missions out there of a higher nature that are ready to be grounded and ready for all of you to step up into. And that's exactly what these level two frequencies are going to do for you. They're going to help you to bring them through and to ground them and to turn them into tangible forms and tangible actions. We hope that some of you may form companies together and do some of this work and bring it out as a result of working with these higher frequencies. This next question was addressing some of the physical and emotional changes that has happened as this person has worked with the level one and now considers to moving on to level two. I don't want to define, you know, where you should be when you move on to level two, because I really want you to decide this, but what I can say is that in level one, my hope is that you have done a lot of emotional clearing. You've uncovered several key past lives that have shown you the patterns that you have lived in, and that you have resolved them and come to peace with them. You have done quite a bit of detoxing of the physical body. So that means, you know, detoxing programs, liver, colon, kidney, bladder, colonics, special cleansing programs. There's so many out there right now that are going on that you can participate in. So the body definitely should be well on the way to being detoxed. Your diet should have changed by now into one that is more light-based, whatever that may be for you. You should be looking at substances that are nurturing for the body and not adding toxicity to the body. The emotional shifts that you go through should be at more of a minimum now. They should be more like blips on a radar than big, massive levels of concern. If they're not, then you need to sort of stay with the level one and get through some of that energy before you step into the level two, because the level two is going to be an acceleration on all of that. And if you're not able to process this information quickly, then you're not really ready to move on to the level two work at this point. You need to have some good clarity. Your dreams should be informing you of things in your life and where you're at this point. If things are scary for you or frightening or holding fear, then we really would like you to look at that and be sure that you're ready again to step into this. It's not that you wouldn't have any fears left, because we are still living on this third dimensional plane and there's still issues that we deal with here, but you primarily know them for the fact that they're an illusion, and that you are beyond all of that, that you are eternal and immortal in sense. So again, just if you know that you're holding some heavy stuff, then go get some clearing work on that with a healer, work with some healers, and clear through that work until you really feel on a deep level that you're ready. By the time you step into the level two work, you should be pretty much either pulled away completely from the mass media, or at least fully aware of the control and the fear that they, you know, proliferate on the planet. So you need to be careful of their pronouncements and things that they try to feed into the mass consciousness to control the directions of where people put their attention. You need to be in a place where you can primarily put your attentions to the higher realms at all times and see all the situations that are happening on the planet from a higher perspective. So your connection with your higher guidance, your higher self, and your higher guidance team should be very strong by the time you're involved in the level two work. The next question, somebody was asking about the density breakout music and wondered, you know, what other people might have been experiencing and what the significance of it was. I think the significance of it was to obviously break out of the density and step into your light body. And so as one gets through that particular soundscape and goes pretty deep with it, some pretty high levels of joy should be coming out of that as one senses the release of the density that they were captured in prior. The next question was from somebody wondering how one takes the energy brought back to 3D and puts it into the Earth grid. And would this be through activating the Merkaba? This is about the tangible projects that we're talking about. When you go out there and you experience energy on a pure energy level, and you take in a download, or you work with the music and a download comes to you, or some shifts start to happen, then you take that energy and you put it into tangible action in the third dimensional realm. And that's what we mean by the projects and the getting together and taking tangible, making things tangible in the third dimensional plane. That's really how you bring it down. As far as the Merkaba, that's really up to an individual. If they're into that, that's fine. if that's part of the teaching they're working with, then that would be a way to work with it too. This next piece I thought was really great. It sort of sums everything up here, so I'm just going to read it word for word. The work you are talking about for DNA to lightworkers, it sounds like some of us will be frequency holders of the unfolding energy. The music creates a hole for the creative, unmanifest energies to enter this dimension and into us. Others will be frequency growers. We won't know who that will be or how it will manifest until we open to the frequencies and we in turn feed new expression. An expanding musical wave. It will assist us in opening and manifesting projects we are already working on. Perhaps one of the purposes of this group of lightworkers will be that we can share and receive input on the creative projects that the group is working on. So I totally agree with that, and that's a good summation to the ending of this recording. So I've enjoyed sharing space with you again, and